just bad, fine mist, you know, just now, that's
less than a shower.
Less than a shower. Now, we hit yesterday and last night, we had a drizzle. Just barely enough to run off of the porch, and you could see it falling between me and the garage, but was really not enough to run across the yard. We call that a drizzle.
Okay.
And what do you call a heavy, white mist that comes up from the river, not really,
fog.
All right, and if you say it's a that kind of day, it's
a foggy day.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, we're having a
long dry spell.
And if it's worse than a dry spell, it really
is. It is a long, hot dry spell. We've used it in that.
There's a word that means maybe the crops are just ruined. It's gotten beyond the dry spell. The crops are ruined. It's a real drought.
Would you use
drought?
Yeah, well, it's real drought. Yeah, you could use drought.
Okay.
It's,
what does that mean? Longer?
Well, oh, yes. A drought or dry spell. I guess they both could be, but a draft is usually more is longer, I would say.
Okay. And if you're talking about the wind is beginning to change and it's beginning to get stronger, how would you say that wind is?
Is getting higher or stronger.
You ever use picking up or breezing up?
No, no. We have used maybe if it's after rain or something or cooling off, like when that cool front moved in here the other day, the wind was real cool and real breezy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we had to close the front door because we were just going through.
Okay. And how do you describe it when it's just beginning to be winter and you go out in the morning and you say, well, this morning it's rather
brisk.
All right. And when it's cold enough to maybe kill the tomatoes and flowers for the first time, you say, well,
that's a killing frost.
Okay. And if it was so cold last night that the water in the lake got hard, you say
it's frozen.
Okay. You might say, if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze over.
Okay. And if someone were watering cattle, perhaps out of a pond, and he might say, "Well, I'll have to break
the ice
if it has
frozen."
Before I get there, if it has
frozen over.
All right. And I think there are a couple of other things that I need to ask you about. If you have I think we talked about this, but I'm not sure that I maybe made clear what I was trying to ask you about. If you're not talking about going to, say, Newnan, but telling someone about something happened when you were over there, maybe you saw a wreck or something, you might say, oh, by the way, the other day there was this terrible wreck when I was
in Newnan.
Okay. Would you ever use up to Newnan or over to Newnan?
Well,
or over or up to or down to in connection with towns around here?
Well, I would say, now, if I would say up or in Newnan because that's in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
But now I would say if it was in below here, I would say or down to at West Point.
Okay.
See, because this, when I...